Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Monday. This is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ Alive message on the broadcast entitled Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you have any prayer requests, we'll pray with you. Have any question about the lesson, we do our best and the Lord Jesus answers for you. If you have any comments, we ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you call to get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages, the Lord has been sending through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. For those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests or your comments over the air, contact us at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And once again, we'll get back to you. Amen. So for all of you listening, thank God for you at this 7 o'clock hour Central Standard Time here in the United States. And for those of you that listen to us on Blog Talk Radio, hey, this is Monday, and you know what it means. The angel messenger speaks today. We thank God for all you that's listening. Hey, we were scheduled to do a broadcast yesterday, had technical difficulties. We even had thunderstorms here, you name it. But glory be to God, we have given another day to give the word of God to you all that is listening, and another day to hit the devil in his knee and in his head. Amen. Keep giving him pain. Hallelujah. Because the word of God gives him pain, people. The word of God and praising God, that definitely, it gives him pain. So keep dishing out the pain. We don't care about how the devil feeling. We ain't trying to soothe him, okay? Keep giving him the pain. So it is a blessed day here at this time. And once again, I thank God for this blessed day and asking you all to remember the people in Texas where the mass shooting happened. What, that was Saturday. Last time her report was 9 died and 3 and 4 in critical condition. And, you know, people, we living in perilous times. More of these things are happening, you know, and the nation is scrambling trying to come with, quote, solutions to this. And I'm going to tell you, the overall main and true solution is going to be Christ. And when the nation turns away from Christ, all these open doors of evil starts to happen. And we're seeing more. We're seeing more, I don't know, mass shootings than probably we, most of us have seen in all our lives, okay? I know, you know, you just study hearing, and Satan has been really working into man, you know, to the point where that he's having man take out a number of people, okay? I mean, for what they haven't found a motive yet, but this man breaks out, starts shooting in the mall, okay? And he would purposely did it as he would dress in some type of attire, you know, and like I said, these people whom Satan has taken over their minds and things like that, he's using them to not just take one person, but, you know, a large number of people. And we you know, many here in this country saying guns, 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 guns. Well, that's not going to solve the whole thing, okay? It's not going to, you know, right now, I'll tell you the truth, they're working on trying to get rid of all the guns. That's not going to solve the whole thing. The word of the Lord tells us that hate and murder is in the hearts of men, okay? Hate and murder, okay? And, you know, when people got hate and murder in there, I mean, it ain't just guns they would use, okay? So we're living in a nation in this time that at one time was a very blessed nation, greatly blessed, I put it that way. And as she started to turn more away from the true and living God, now she has opened the door for more of these attacks, okay? More of these things happening. And now it's getting people to a point where they are afraid to go anywhere. See, this thing is opening up a spirit of fear. You know, people are like, well, you just can't go anywhere. And sooner or later, where things going, men are going to be walking around in so much fear, looking over their shoulder here and there. And you know what? That's bondage. That's straight up bondage. Now, the true believers is not going to worry about walking like that. But if you look now the way things are going, that's where it's heading. Because, listen, unless the Holy Ghost reveal, you don't really, really know many times what's on a person's mind. And once again, with that shooting, they, from what I last seen, they don't even know what it was the motive. Okay? So question is, how are you going to defend against that? Okay? I'm just being real. How are you going to defend against that? Because you got people at any time striking up and just shooting. Just bringing out shooting. You know, whether they going to the mall or going to the store or whatever, people going to the store and mall, they're not really sitting there thinking about, oh, I better run and duck and hide. Okay, they're not thinking about it. They're thinking about what? Going to the store, making groceries, whatever. So all of a sudden you get there and all of a sudden the man breaks out the gun and starts shooting. Okay? And see, what is opening is a door of fear. Just like with the coronavirus hit. Look at the door of fear that was open. People was afraid to go out. People was afraid to touch almost anything. They was afraid to touch anything behind you. I mean, you know, people was wiping and spraying down. You were doing more wiping and spraying down stuff as much as the work you were doing. Okay? Now, I'm just being real with you. And that I saw that fear, that door of fear that was open. And the way it was recorded, you know, all these deaths and people was coming up with the virus and all that quick. And you had numbers and countless numbers of it. And see, it opened up a door for fear. And see, that's what's going on. And you can see where this thing is taking its trend now. With all these mass shootings, where they're breaking out shooting, you know, wherever, okay? And what it's doing is it's opening up a door. It's causing a door of fear to be open. Well, watch. You're going to watch people. You're going to see people in so much fear just to go out. It's going to be disheartening. But see, the true believers, it's not going to go out in fear. They're not going to go out just walking around looking in all directions and looking over their shoulder and stuff. The true believers think. That's why I say, you know, they keep saying, oh, these things on earth are going to get better. No, the only people it get better for is the true believers, those who are faithful to Christ. They're going to find what is called the true peace, not the peace like the world gives, but I'm talking about the true peace, okay? They're the ones that's going to possess the true peace. So we see how things are going, and, you know, and my heart goes out to the family, of especially the nine that have died, okay, and the ones that are in critical condition, okay? And once again, I last seen the report, I mean, the police still trying to figure out what was the motive. Why did this man break out and start shooting, you know, shooting the people? Why did he do that? So once again, how are you going to guard against, you don't know what's on people's mind all the time, okay? You don't know. And some of these people regularly comes in. Now, once again, some of these mass shooters are lately been dressed up in certain kind of gear and all this stuff like they say he was, okay? So he planned to come there and take out as many people as he can, okay? And that's how the enemy does too operates, okay? You know, and especially as you see it now, that's just like when he operates through the Islam and those that call and holler out jihad. Well, you notice when they strap a bomb to themselves, they go to a place where there's numerous amount of people, okay? Not to a place where there's one or two people. They go to a place where it's 20, 30, or 40 people. What? Kaboom. Because the devil say, hey, make this thing worth it and go and take out as many as you can. And see, these people are talking about, oh, we get a place in heaven for doing that. No, you ain't getting no place in heaven. You know, you're not going to do that because that's not of God. So I want to say unto you, especially first to you that are believers, pray and plead the blood over yourself before you leave the house, okay? Plead the blood of Jesus over yourself before you leave the house, okay? Hallelujah. And the blood of Jesus will protect. But as I said before, we're going to see even more stuff happen. Right now, this nation is scrambling, trying to find a solution. And all you've been hearing them talk about is the guns, the guns, the guns, the guns. First, they went with mental health and started doing background checks. Well, then, when they started doing that even more and more tougher, they started finding out that these people that were buying guns did not have no history of bad mental health. So now, what you do now? Because the thing is that they wants to take away the guns, okay? And they think that taking away the guns is the answer. But I'm telling you, no. You don't know what people have gotten into. There are people that have gotten into. Now, I saw one report that Saturday or Sunday that they said this man that did the mass shooting at the mall, he was in the neighborhood. He was living with his parents at one time. But they said that, you know, he would walk in the streets and he was a quiet person, wouldn't say much to people. But they said he was into that gothic. That's G-O-T-H-I-C. That ain't number totally demonic. Because when people get into that gothic, worshiping the devil in that stuff, you know, they be dressed in all black mascara, all real black hair, boys and girls, okay? That's the other thing you got to take into account, okay? That some of these people has gotten into witchcraft. They done got into something satanic where the devil has taken over and told them, hey, go take out some people, okay? And yes, the devil has done something with their mind, but it's not something that you could totally straighten out by pumping drugs in people. You understand that? Because, see, that's America's only solution that they think of. Someone has a mental problem, the number one thing they're going to do is more or less sometimes put them in a mental asylum or pump them full of drugs. And they think that the drugs will work, but the drugs is not going to work, especially when it's a devil either directly or indirectly the problem, okay? You got to be delivered from that enemy, okay? See, when it's a demon directly or indirectly the problem, you can pump as many drugs as you want to in a person. It ain't going to do nothing but make them more defenseless, okay, against what the enemy is doing. Why do you think the enemy be pushing these folks at the rock concerts and stuff to get high? You know, they would get high off PCP or LSD and all this stuff. Why? Because to make them more defenseless so the enemy can take over, okay? So, you know, my message to anyone that's listening who thinking that get rid of the guns is going to solve the problem, you finna find out it ain't. You finna find out it ain't. Amen. God bless you, sister. How you doing?
God bless. Okay.
Amen. Good to hear from you.
Okay.
So.
Okay. I'm gonna try to speak off of. I'm finna get ready to leave and come home. Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So people pray before you leave the house. Cover yourself in the blood of Christ, you as believers. If you are not saved, come into a covenant with Jesus and accept him as Lord. Confess him in your heart and accept him as Lord and come into this covenant with God where you can plead the blood of Jesus over you for protection. Amen? Because, once again, you're not going to be knowing what's on people's mind. Okay? Amen. And so, once again, you have people into all kinds of stuff. You know, many more people are going to these psychics and palm readers and all these voodoos and hoodoos and all this stuff because Satan has told them, you got problems, I got the answer. And see, they ain't thinking about coming to the true and living God. Amen. They're going to these, and what is happening when they go to these witch doctors and voodoos and hoodoos and palm readers and all that, what they don't understand is that when you go to them for help or for an answer, you're going to someone who's being used by Satan. So they operate in demonic power. So when you go to them for help, you're thinking they're overall helping you. But actually, you have opened yourself up to where they could curse you. Okay? Yes. You go to them and say, hey, I want this person to do this or stop doing that. They'll go, okay, I can help you. And they do these kind of funny incantations and all this stuff and saying all this different stuff. And then you think, all right, they tell you it's handled. And so you think it is okay, but you don't know that you have opened yourself up where they're going to curse you. Listen, any devil or demon, and those operating under demonic power, is not caring about your benefit. Okay, I'm just being honest and real with you. Not caring about your benefit. You thinking that you're going to them for help because they so concerned and they want to help you. No. See, the devil, he is a deceiver, and he disguises himself, okay? And he's one of those, you know, that pretend person you grew up with that kind of act like they like you, but you found out they were doing some stuff behind your back against you. Well, see, that's more of what Satan is like, okay? He presents himself to you like, oh, he's so concerned about you, want to help you. Oh, you got this problem. Let me help you. I got the answer. And you're thinking that, okay, I'm going to them because they got the answer because they want to help me and they're going to help me. The only thing they're going to help you to get into is what, listen to this, more trouble. That's what they for, take it from somebody who knows. You all heard my testimony. When I went to a psychic, I called a psychic. Well, let me tell you something. She dropped that curse on me so bad, people, it was pitiful. It was pitiful. I'm just going to be honest with you. There were some nights I couldn't sleep. I had to sit up. I was so scared. People, whatever you do, cover yourself in the blood. And see, you got many of them that are doing these mass shootings. You don't know what all day they got into. Okay? You don't know that. You don't know that. Amen. And when Satan just takes over full control, even of their mind, he said, now it's time to go take some folks out. But what he's doing, he's setting them up also to take them out. Listen, Satan hates human beings, people. He hates human beings. For all of you out there that's listening, maybe you, quote, perhaps come across this broadcast, and you have been doing these little satanic rituals and getting promised fame and wealth, let me tell you what's going to happen. Satan is going to give you some fame and wealth. Oh, yeah, I know you smiled. But guess what? When he get finished giving that to you and get finished using you, because he's not giving you that fame and wealth for nothing, he's giving you that to use you to draw souls to hell. Once he get finished using you, you know, just like a lot of these singers, notice that they doing these satanic songs, doing these satanic videos, but notice once they get old, once the people quit listening to them, the devil said, can't use you no more. Got to take you out. That's what he do. That's what he does. Hallelujah. Look at your popular singers. Let's be real. Look at your Michael Jacksons and your Princes. Look at it. I mean, look at your gangster rappers and your rappers. Look at the video, how so greatly satanic videos they doing now, where they is glorifying Satan in the open, dressing like him, showing his colors and all that stuff, okay? Out to poison the minds of our young kids. I was just looking at a commercial today where it's a video game or something called Diablo. Well, you know that's demonic. That's dealing with the devil, okay? You can even look at it, okay? With the horns coming out the head. But guess what? Set up for our kids. And sad to say, some Christians, they're sitting up there letting their kids play these stuff. You know, everything that the world accepts don't mean we have to accept. That's what's going on. Some people in the Christian community have a problem with. They want to go with everything the world accepts and still call yourself Christians and fail to understand that you are helping a seed of Satan to be planted, okay? Amen. You helping a seed of Satan to be planted in the lives of your children. Now, will the children be understanding that time? No. But you got to do what you got to do in the Lord. Because guess what? they are your responsibility until they come to that age where they're time for them to go on their own. So in the meantime, during that time, you fail on your responsibility, guess who God is going to be coming looking for? Oh, not little Joey, you daddy, you mama. This is the truth. And sad to say, these shootings and stuff, we ain't seen all of it yet. I know y'all say, oh, he just a doomsday preacher. Listen, call me what you want to call me. This is the word of truth. And the Lord said we are living in perilous times, okay? These are dangerous, evil times that we're living in, okay? Hallelujah. And we got to be about our Father's business, okay? So, we seeing these mass shootings, and I have to be honest with you, it ain't over yet, people. It ain't over. The man that did the shooting in Louisville, Kentucky at the bank, well, he found out that they were finna fire him. So he went into the bank and he did his shooting. Shot one of the cops in the head. I don't know if the cop survived. Other cops shot him, killed him. Okay. But how many of the people you think were sitting there thinking, oh, so-and-so, he finna come in and try to shoot us? How many of the people you think was thinking that? Lord Jesus. America has yet to see as a whole. We cannot make it without Jesus Christ. We're trying to please people in the world. We have become a country that accepts anything. You can bring Buddhism teaching here. You can bring witchcraft teaching. Like I said, they had a witch, two or three years ago, I think up in Iowa in the Congress, leading in prayer. Wait a minute. A witch leading in prayer. Now, come on. Come on now. We'll become the land of the too free. We too free. God bless you, Sister Anderson. How you doing?
Oh, I'm blessed, brother. God bless you. Thank God for you.
Amen. Thank God for another blessed day.
Amen.
And thank God for another opportunity we've had to give the word of God today, Sister. We like I said, we had that difficulties yesterday, and you know the funny thing about it was that the broadcast dropped as soon as it said Blog Talk Radio, and I was like, I told Brother Lee, I said, Brother Lee, that ain't happened before. It normally do it before it. I said, but right after 7 o'clock, I said, Brother, you must really have something to say. you must really have something to say. I said, you must have something. You know, because that just timing was wow. But you know what?
Yeah.
God had cleared the communication ways for us to do it today.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. So I just was speaking to the people today, sister, and let them know, cover themselves in the blood. You know, talking about the mass shooting that happened Saturday at the mall. And last report I saw, 9 is dead now, and 3 or 4 was in critical condition.
Yeah.
And like I said, if God don't reveal to you, you don't know what's on a person's mind. Okay.
Amen.
You don't know what they're thinking. I mean, and you got people today, they getting into all this kind of stuff. Like I said, witchcraft, voodoo.
Mm-hmm.
They said this young man was into gothic. And you know that's demonic. You know, they be having all that real dark. Yeah, so, you know, and now you listen, they thinking and the way they talk the past few years, they think the guns, because see, the thing about it, they want to take away the guns. And they think that the guns is the problem. But what they're going to find out is it ain't going to be the gun. Listen, this thing runs deeper than what people think, okay? And you know, when you got people, especially into all kinds of stuff, okay, and Satan takes over and tells them, okay, why don't you go out and take out some people? Because this guy was dressed in some tactical gear. He was planning to take out a lot of folks, okay, and dressed in the tactical gear he was in. But I'm telling the people, say, you know, there's more things that's going to happen in this country. And when America turns her back like she has on the Lord, it opens up the door for these things that happens.
Amen.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And she has, she has literally turned her back on the true living God. And, you know, it was said America is the land of the free, where we became too free. Because we're letting anything be brought in and cause the land to be cursed. And when you get to a point in Congress like they did, I think this was 2 or 3 years ago, you get up there, you let a witch lead in prayer up in Congress. Now, that's that right there in itself, okay? Because, you know, those witches have been trying to work on getting Halloween a national holiday, okay? The group of witches called Wicca, okay? They have been working on that to get that a national holiday, to get Halloween, okay? So, you know, we're, you know, in this country, and but God, people understand this, he selected this land. And when it's all said and done, this land is going to bring forth like God wants it to. Okay? This is a choice land above all lands, but she got to be cleansed.
Yeah.
She got to be cleansed, people. She got to, glory. Amen. She got to be cleansed of these traditions and these laws that contradict the law of God. She got to be cleansed of this. And it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And right now, hallelujah. Amen, sister. And I want to give you and Sister Helen a chance to speak to the people this day. So, sister, I want to start off with you because I think Sister Helen, she's on, but she's traveling going to the house. So I want to start out to you. And you know what? Whatever God gives you to tell the people, go right ahead.
Amen, brother. I thank God. I thank God for you. And for the leading of the Lord and with the words that you bring forth, because, you know, somebody might be saying now, I don't need this, but you will. Just keep living. You know, you will need the word. And that's why the Lord is blessing, you know, different ones with this word to go forth now. And, you know, I was just thinking, you know, the Lord tell us to, you know, study the word and meditate upon the word. And, you know, and I know this has been over, oh, my God, probably going on 50 years now. But I just want to say that, you know, when we do that, the Lord will reveal things to us that we don't know. When one of my sons was little, I had bought him a toy. And you probably know, and different people, if you know out there, probably know or heard the Smurfs, the little blue people. Now, I did not know when I toy that you know that toy it wasn't a good toy to buy. You know, anybody that ever saw, I don't even know if that still come on TV anymore, but if anybody ever saw it on TV, they worked magic. And we know that magic is something from the devil. And when the Lord revealed that to me regarding this toy, you would sit on it, and it would go round and round. You could make it spin round and round. And when the it took the Lord to reveal that to me, you know, regarding that toy. And I took that toy, and I took it out, and I threw it away. And when my son was asking, he was little, like two. He was like 2 years old. Says that your toy is gone. It is gone. But I'm telling you, if you are sincere of heart and if you stay before the Lord, even meditate upon it, the Lord will show you. He will reveal to you many, many things. I'm telling you, he will. You know, a week before. I was in my little area that I go, and I had been reading in the Word, and I had stopped reading, and I was just sort of meditating. And, you know, I say, the Lord showed me how he's going to bring, you know, and when the Lord brings people, he have already put his design up on them. But the Lord showed me how he was going to bring all of these pastors into this work. And when they come in, they bring in their entire congregation with them.
Amen.
And I pray because, you know, his word, God's word is not short. It is not
right,
short. It is everlasting, and you know he is forever giving. And I'm telling you, I know it was the Lord, because you know the word tells us every good thing come from God. Every good thing. He didn't send the demonics or devilish, you know, spirits and the thing. He said all good things come from God. And I just want to say things, they're going to come to pass and it's going to happen.
Amen.
These pastors come and they bring in congregation with them.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, Sister Stella. How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
God bless you.
God bless.
I want to give you a chance to speak to the people as well. Whatever God puts on your heart, so sister, go right ahead.
I just thank the Lord, you know, for being on the line tonight, and I agree with Sister Anderson, you know. You know, about the Lord, when he going to bring the pastors and whole congregations, you know, into this way. And, you know, because, you know, he told us to pray for men of renown and faith to come into this way. And see, and when they come, they're not going to come alone. You know,
and that's a
great, great blessing. And, you know, the Lord said that, I think it's Ezekiel 34, you know, that he would say he's going to go out and he's going to search for his sheep, you know, himself. He said, the pastor, he's himself and not the flock. And so what he's going to bring all of these people, into his kingdom, you know, and I really think the Lord, you know, for that, you know, and it's going to be a great blessing. And he said there's more than, 10,000 times 10,000 is waiting at the gate to come in. Because they already were waiting there, you know. And so he's just like some elder said, if God said it, it's going to come to pass. Can nobody stop it or whatever, you know. And I just thank the Lord for his word and for his witness, you know. That he's going to do these things, and I agree with Sister Allison 100%.
Amen. Most definitely, and I'm in agreement with y'all as well. Sister Helen, can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Okay. God bless Sister Helen. You know I got to come to you, and I know. So. Sister, I'm going to give you this opportunity to go ahead and whatever God has given you to speak to the people.
Okay. I just truly thank the Lord, you know, because truly this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. And I just thank the Lord, you know, for the broadcast and the words that go forth, you know, over the broadcast, you know, daily. I truly thank the Lord. But I do agree with Sister Anderson and Stella, you know, about when the words say that he was going to draw the honest in heart, you know, and that they're going to know, you know, that this work is true. And you often think about how he said that, you know, there are going to only be two churches, one of God and one of the devil. And you see that right now, you know, coming into place, you know, lining up, you know, with the word of God. And, you know, and I just thank the Lord, you know, and on the day me and Stella were talking about the children, and we were talking about the parents, and, you know, and praying for the children. And you also have to pray for the parents, you know, the ones that is leadership over these children. You know, the Lord hope up on them, that he will touch their hearts and their minds, that he will open up their eyes, that they might see. Because truly so many of them, they don't know. They don't know what is taking place. They don't know what is happening amongst their children. They don't know that a lot of these things are demonic, you know, that their children are being engaged in. And I was listening on my way to work today at this Christian station, and this lady, she was reading, and she was talking about, you know, the different genders, and they were saying between middle school and high school, and say one out of every four of the, before they finish high school, they would be them transgender, you know, into a different, you know, sex. And you know what? That is so sad that, you know, that in our place of education, that they bringing it in and they are to teach your kids about these genders, but they really is influencing your kids. You know, that is going on. And that's the reason they are cleaning out the libraries of all books right now and beginning to bring in new books, started from the third grade on up to 12th grade, that they will be able to check those different books out. And you know what? They're not innocent. Those books are not innocent. They have to destroy our kids, you know, to make our kids have these sexual desires, you know, before they even mature, to have these things. And you know what? We really, really, really have to cry out to God.
That's right. Amen.
For our children, system. And you know what? Because it's some Christian people is in the school and they are teaching our children. And you know what? They're gonna have to make a choice. Engage in this thing
right now.
Is they gonna walk away and lift that standard, you know, of the Lord?
Yeah.
They're gonna come up against a great challenge about maybe they're gonna be really, really
right
challenged in where they're gonna stand according to the gospel, you know, of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just have to keep lifting them up and lifting our children and their parents up. You know, and asking God for mercy and grace.
That's right.
You know, I'm telling you, because we want, because when I pray, I don't just pray for mine. I tell the Lord, I pray for my children. I pray for our children. You know, we have to claim these children, you know, as a part of the kingdom of God. And we have to lay claim on them and say, these are our children that the Lord blessed us with and entrusted, you know, in our care, that we will lead them and guide them and direct them into all the truth of the Lord, you know.
I just truly
thank the Lord and just continue to just keep the administrators, all of them, up before the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Satan's agenda is confusion, and he has been at the work in planting this confusion of these genders. And now, you know, they're at the point where you can claim no gender, okay?
Uh-huh.
And people don't see what this even leading more to, because, you know, when people are put in minimal silence, like, for example, when they say, I'm an animal, they will put them in a mental asylum. Well, we head to the point where you can be able to claim it, and they would accept it. If you notice that even the men that claims to, quote, be a woman, they right now, if you notice, they still look like, they still dress like a man. See, this thing, that's how, you know, y'all been seeing these reports about these men going into women's sports. And because they claim they a woman, but they still, they ain't changed nothing about it except they ain't dressing in no dress or nothing like that. And the thing about it, they just have to say, I identify with a woman. That's all they have to say. That's the only word they got to say. They don't even got to wear no dress. They ain't got to do, they can just say, I identify with a woman. and they are automatically put over into the category of places with women, even in the women bathrooms and changing places.
Yeah.
Because only thing they have to say is that. So now it's getting to a point where you can just about say you're anything, and they're going to accept it. Now, once again, in the past when you did that, they would put you in the mental asylum, okay, and they would shoot you up with drugs. But now, you know, it's just like they had this thing called, I did a broadcast on called fictosexuality, and what that's dealing with is that you can be with a hologram, okay?
Yeah.
You can be married to a hologram. That's something that's not there, okay? That's not real, okay? This is where we, you know, and I didn't know this thing had been going on a little bit for a while, but, you know, it started making the news, okay? And it's called fictosexuality. So you can make up a character. You can make up a character on a hologram and actually get married to it, okay? You can actually get married to it, okay? This is where it's going. And like the sisters them saying, and people, I hope y'all listening, the Bible tells us in the book of Jude, contend for the faith that once was delivered to the saints. And I think that as believers, when we got to that page, we turned it. Because you got some Christians think that everything is going to be a bed of roses. You're just going to go through life. Whatever you say, people are going to accept. All of that. You got some Christians think that way. When they face a little persecution, they get mad at God and say, this shouldn't be happening to me. But I'm telling you right now, people, what you claim to believe in Christ, you're going to have to make a stand for. I'm just telling you right now. It ain't what some of you think, that you're just going to come in the pews and say a few hallelujahs and go home. Okay? You're going to be approached about your faith. It's going to happen. People, listen, if you, like the sister said, you in the school system and you claim to be a Christian. See, if anything would show what a person really is, it's a trial. If anything would show what you really made of, all that talking you did in church service and jumping up and rolling on the floor, when that trial hit, we're going to see if you're really for the Lord or not. And I'm telling you, in the school system, if you are claiming to be a Christian and you're a teacher, and they bring that book to you and say, hey, I want you to teach the kids how to be the other side, you got to make a decision, okay? You got to make a decision. And understand this. If you say that God is going to supply all my need, then you got to believe, even if they fire you, that God will supply all your need. Understand this. When the word talks about faith, it's talking about.
Amen. Well, the brother must have got cut, but you know what? What you're saying is just so right. Because if you claim to be a Christian, and right now they're putting all these different books in these schools, and the teachers really can't say anything about it, they can't stop it. And if they say something about it, they still lose their job. And because they're teaching these things to now. And another thing is that, you know, we need to stop laboring our children. We need to stop laboring our children. Because, you know, I was in a conversation with some mothers and some grandmothers. And, you know, I couldn't believe it. That one started talking about their grandchild that had this ADHD. And, my grandchild got that. My child got that. And in the midst of that, it had to be about four of the parents, the grandparents, saying something about their children. That's laboring your kids.
Yeah.
To the devil when you do that.
Amen.
You're absolutely right. When we are praying, we got to pray for all
Amen.
Of the church.
Amen.
You know, the
Amen.
Word says that the Lord have a band. It's a band of young elders that he's bringing. A lot of these young people like the children that Sister Helen is dealing with, they're going to be the ones that bring their parents.
You're right about that, sister. Amen. You're definitely right about that. Amen. Because it's sad to say, you know, that some, but, you know, I think that many Christians miss that, you know, the times are finna get more intense now. Okay. And more intensity requires us to come closer to Christ. Okay. Yeah. That's what it requires, because you can't make it, you know, just, you know, we got many Christians that are settled and not progressing in the Lord. I'm telling you, people, it's going to get to a point, you know, you think, cause you know, God healed you yesterday, that everything's done, everything taken care of, you ain't got to do nothing else. I'm telling you, these sisters are on here warning, giving you the warning, you know, about our kids in the school system. It is happening. Okay. It's like they telling you, it's going on. It's a spirit of confusion that the enemy is trying to plant the seed. He went to start in the home. He went to mess with the order in the home, and he wasn't going to stay there. Now he's trying to get genders in the home, switching and everything. Uh-huh. So now the man that's supposed to be the man and the husband, now he's going to play the wife. And the wife, she's going to play the husband. That's confusion. Mm-hmm. That is nothing but confusion, people.
Yeah,
that's 100% confusion. And God said he's the author of peace and not confusion. So therefore, it is a plan of Satan, okay? And it's a satanic plan that he's going to get this seed planted and this agenda going, because he's going into dealing with confusion. Now, the confusion has spread into churches. Now they got churches called open and affirming churches. I don't know if y'all heard of that. But most of those open and affirmed churches are in the churches that is called United for Christ. They are called open and affirmed. These people right here, they're letting drag queens get behind the pulpit and preach, leading in the service, dancing in the service with a little short dress on. They're called open and affirming churches. I am going to tell y'all straight out, they are not of God, period.
Amen.
They're not of God. So if you go into these open and affirming churches and you think it's of God, I got news for you. It's not.
Amen.
It's not. It's not of God. And that's the churches that's on the rise now. They're called open and affirming churches. That's what they're called. Mm. And they are promoting drag queens, transgender, you name it. Okay? These are churches, okay, people? Study the word of God for yourself, okay? Study the word of God. Our Lord is not going to call something an abomination and turn around and say it's okay to practice.
Amen.
That's not the true and living God. He is the same today, yesterday, and forever. He don't change. Once he told you in the Old Testament, that homosexuality and lesbianism is abomination, he did not change because we got into the New Testament.
Amen.
He did not change. There are certain laws and certain decrees that God gives that is unalterable. It is not going to be changed. Once he said it like this, this is how it's going to be, okay? It ain't going to be no compromising, no trying to bribe anybody. It ain't going to be none of that. When God said this is how it's going to be, this is how it's going to be. He has said no other name has man been given under heaven where man could be saved. No other name. He is not going to let you get saved in the name of Buddha or in the name of Elijah Muhammad or in the name of Hare Krishna. He's not going to let you. Those names is not given for salvation to man. It is the name of Jesus Christ. He said if you would confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that he was raised from the dead. See, that's a key thing, too. You got to believe in your heart that he was raised from the dead. See, this is what the Jehovah Witness miss. The Jehovah Witness leader, his name was Charles. Charles went and said that the man Jesus is dead, forever dead. How can you be a Christian organization if you're talking about Jesus is forever dead? The word of God said you got to believe in your heart that he was raised from the dead. Okay?
Amen.
You got to believe in your heart. Okay? No, you weren't there on the day, but you got to believe what the word says. Okay?
Amen.
That's true faith, people. Believing what the
Amen.
Word says. You ain't have to be there on that day to believe what the word of God says. You didn't have to
Amen.
Actually see him raised from the dead to believe what the word says. Okay? So Jesus Christ is the way. Okay?
Amen.
And for those of you Christians that are listening out there, you're going to be tested in what you say you believe. If you say you believe Jesus, you're going to be confronted. Please
mm-hmm.
hear this. You're going to be confronted about your faith. And if you're going to be shaking in the boots, they're going to pick up that you're shaking in the boots. Just like
uh-huh.
some of these other ministers who've been shaking in the boots. And I'm going to tell you something. They're going to ride you until they go and break you. So
uh-huh.
my advice to you is this. Spend more time with Jesus. Get stronger
yes.
in the faith that you may come through this thing. Amen? Glory be to God.
Amen.
I thank
Amen.
God for this blessed day and for the sisters here giving you guys a word to hear today. Please take into consideration what they told you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Please listen. Please hear. And for some
Amen.
Of you men, I love you in the Lord. But just because you heard a woman's voice and you decided to go in the kitchen and start washing dishes because you think that because it was a woman, she couldn't tell you nothing. Well, I got news for you. Just hold on.
Amen.
And there's going to be a woman that's going to deliver the word to you. Just hold on now. Just hold on.
Amen.
There's going to be a woman that's going to deliver word to you. And boy, you're going to just be looking and say, oh, my God. Oh, my God. He just used her. Because God got a way of knowing how to break you. Okay.
Amen.
And we got to get
yeah.
off this thing, you know, demeaning one another and
Amen.
Acting like the Lord cannot use anyone,
mm-hmm.
okay, else
yeah.
but either you or, you know, a just one gender, okay?
Amen.
The church, the bride is made up of men and women, period.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not made up of just males. It's made up of
mm-hmm.
men and women. Okay, the bride that Christ coming back for is going to be made up of men and women. Okay,
Amen.
And the will of God is for us to work together in Christ, and that's God's
Amen.
Will. Okay,
Amen.
That we work together in Christ. So
Amen.
Once again, I'm very, very grateful for the opportunity. And like I said, keep the people in your prayers in Texas where the mass
yeah.
shooting was Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Remember them in your prayers. And once again, cover yourself in the blood. If you're going to work,
Amen.
I don't care if you're going to the store, okay?
Amen.
This thing is what's happening is opening a door up for the spirit of fear. People are becoming
Amen.
Afraid to go
Amen.
Anywhere now, okay?
Amen.
Because
Amen.
These folks are shooting in the mall, they're shooting in the store, and so people are becoming
yeah.
afraid to even step.
Amen.
And see, that's what Satan wants. That is bondage, people. The word of God that
well,
God has not given us the spirit of bondage again to fear. Okay? That's
Amen.
Bondage. That's what he's working at to have you so afraid that when you walk out the house, you're looking over your shoulder every step you make. That's bondage. Okay? That's bondage. That's fear. Father, we thank
Amen.
You, Lord, for the word of God today. We thank you for those who are listening. We thank you for your
yes.
spirit and power. We thank you, Lord God,
yes,
for your
Lord.
Testimony, your strength, Lord
yes,
God.
Lord.
We thank you, Lord, for the God kind of faith and, Lord, touching
yes,
us and healing
Lord.
Our bodies and restoring
yes,
us
Lord.
This day, hearing our cries
yes,
and our prayers
Lord.
In the midnight hour. We thank
yes,
you, Lord,
Lord
God, for just touching our backs and our shoulders and
yes,
our arms
Lord.
And removing pain
yes,
from the knees and the feet, restoring
yes,
blood pressure, Lord God, and removing
yes,
diabetes
Lord.
And leukemia, destroying
yes,
AIDS. We thank you, Lord God, that
yes,
your power is being manifest in the hospitals
yes,
and in the children's hospitals and in the nursing homes,
yes,
Lord God.
Lord.
We thank you, Lord God, that
yes,
your
Lord.
Word is still true and alive
yes,
today. We're grateful that said it would not return unto you void. You spoke your word over your people, and it shall come to pass. We thank you for the blessings of healings and miracles and deliverance and even financial blessings, Lord, that seeds may be sown and help may be given. In the name of Jesus, look upon the poor and the widow and the afflicted, Lord God, this day. And those that are calling on your name from the prison, Lord God, hear them right now. Deliver those in the mental asylums, Lord. Break the chain of the enemy off their mind and restore them like you did the man at Gadara. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we pray today that your mighty power will be seen among the people. You restore hands and restore feet. Restore eyes today. Restore kidneys and livers today. Cause hearts to start pumping again. Raise up off the deathbed, Lord God. Speak life into the people today. In the name of Jesus, we call on the restoration power of the Lord today, Lord God. Go into these hospitals, Lord God. Go on these jobs, Lord God. Begin to touch the hard-hearted, Lord God, and cause their heart to be softened. In the name of Jesus, restore sight to the blind, Lord God. Restore hearing to the deaf. In the name of Jesus, look upon your missionaries that you're sending into the other countries. Cover them in your blood. Keep them, Lord God, against witchcraft and voodoo and hoodoo and every curse and hex that witches are sending against them. Let them see your power, your heavenly angels of guardian over them, Lord God. Encamp them around with your angel and lift them up, Lord God, for your glory. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for the blessed word of God today.
Yes,
we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We magnify you. In the name of Jesus.
In the name
glory
of
to
Jesus.
God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Let us say before we go off this broadcast, I want everybody to say that the Lord shall supply
all my needs.
Yes,
oh, we got to do this one more time now because we got to sound better than this. The Lord,
shall supply all my needs.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Every need, people. Every need. If it's spiritual need, if it's physical need, whatever need that you got, God said he will supply all your needs. Let your faith be in the word of God. Speak that word three times a day, morning, noon, and night. Speak that word. Let that word be planted in you. And remember, God said he will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. Hallelujah. I hope y'all got your praise garments on. I hope y'all got the right clothes on. I hope y'all got your praise garments on. Hallelujah. Glory. Somebody listen today, you needed a breakthrough. You've been going around, you've been mumbling, you've been upset. Hallelujah, you've been complaining, and the Lord said, praise me. Give me glory. You're looking at your circumstances, you're looking at something that's going on and it's bothering you. It's making your head hurt, your blood pressure go up. But the Lord said, if you would just open your mouth and open your heart to my word and give me glory, he said, I'll show you that I will supply all your needs according to the riches and glory. Praise him because of his word. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Praise him till that pain leaves the body. Praise him till that disturbance go from your mind. Praise him and give him glory because he said he will supply all your needs. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank God for all you've been listening, and we love y'all. May the Lord bless you, and may the Lord keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.
Amen. God bless.
Amen.
The thing that's different about a Virgo vacation home, you always have the whole... Andrew, who are short the bot tapes outside ball one. We are under 1% using that speaker. With one and a miss. And it went 1-1.
Well, you're talking about the tape. There it was, David. It was already done.
51. That misses off the inside edge, says C.B. Buckner. And now it's still up. Lars Dietbach. Bellinger, left center field. And one for Oliver Montreras. Arenado was scratched for cautionary measures. Next is this Donovan DeYoung Carlson offense last year. They were third in the National League in runs per game right now, 7. And swing right there, it's going to
be 2. Yeah, Tucker Barnhart catching that, took me in that part of the play.
Swing in the middle, struck him out.
Timer. The Cardinals have done that. So after this error, when we see Wilson Contreras come to the plate, there's...
And that's it. They were, so whether it's now or in the second, I drive out lost, and there it goes. It's probably not worth drinking the Cubs right in the corner. It's my next blitz.
So the Cardinals won along the 5.79 ERA and failed two cities, so two seasons. So for Kelsey City, 3.13. Hey, there you go.
Welcome to the baseball stat. Thank you for the victim of literature.
Paul Gorman did a third on Nolan Arenado, a late scratch. I think the youngest started short. Edmund, who's...
Joe Girardi, do you buy into the catcher ERA?
I do, but I also buy... The other thing is, he has to learn this step. I mean, Michaelis, Wainwright, were gone during Gallegos. He's still... And I've always thought that the hardest position to learn quickly over a whole year or two is what I buy into, not just a month.
It was a 5-year, 87, it's not there yet. It's kind of like a quarterback in a new system, right? I have to learn the playbook and, you know, and all this.
Swanson hanging in there. Good. In fact, they Swanson grinding away.
Yeah, who's available out of that bullpen after a 14-inning game yesterday and might be a little bit short out there for Rossi.
That one down the right side, and that'll twist off
a lot of different looks. Driving
to the right field, stay top. And strike one to Cody, who thought it was low. Paint zone did as well. Even 300. That's in for a strike. And now it's going to get 2.
A little backdoor curveball there. I'm not sure that's exactly.
But so, JD, if in a spot, they came to you.
What I'm doing. Were you a catcher before? And
either like a
baseball or a
belt first?
Tough
to get there.
Right center field. Well, one of the issues that Mike looks is
that really good center puts you away. I think it probably average. May not throw through, and you may end up getting pulled.
Stairs with that one.
See, and I think that's where he was trying to go with Cody.
1-2. Upside. Right track over in Germany. Suzuki swings and misses. And that's the Cubs leave a couple. Secretary. So, two former battery makes. Stroh pumps in a fastball for a strike. Cardinals at 11-24. Worst. Ground ball to the middle. That's a good step. Put it towards third and foul. I think the only thing is that ground ball. Contreras not stopping, racing for third, and they're at the corner.
I think you have to give some credit to the position, and I think the coach is what they're doing. I want to have Tampa.
Carlson and Edmund behind him in the batting order both switch hitters. They're both better from the right. Really good rain. Doesn't have an arm. Strowman goes upstairs and gets this waning mix. Pitchers like that pitch. Oh my goodness. Foul ball. And let's see if CB. Marcus Strowman, some warm up pitches. And swing and a miss. Yeah, I think that first swinger.
You're a short guy with Bonafiber. Need help with your luggage? It matters for you today.
And strike three. It's over. 64. You know, you were fired up a little bit today about yeah, 4-7. Yeah. I remember Don Jerome Jimmy used to tell me here, he said, back to your bar in this game.
Yeah, I was just perfect. Well, I think that my point was just simply, it was just means they're 3-10 with men in scoring position. That's amazing. That's not sustainable.
No, it's not. Hitters have a chance to adjust, right? And you still got it. But when you give them that last one,
popped up left side. That would get out of play. I asked a couple of things yesterday. And we're going to take the space. Go on one out.
10 games with a hard hour that they have.
Foul ball first base side downstairs and team.
So while we're on this on play, Mr. Misunderstood by Eric Church. If you would break out
Look, I tell you what, that pitcher gave up on it. And he stays in the same game. That was really impressive. They were approach and was advanced on a scoring position.
Yeah.
94 was sick at the bottom of the knee. I've got to turn your record book.
Driving a right field and hangs up. Thank you, Mason. We are. Thank you,